ओम शांति। वेलकम दीदी फॉर दिस टुडे सेशन एंड द टॉपिक इज ब्यूटिफुल हार्मोनाइजिंग संस्कार्स विच इज द मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट थिंग राइट बिकॉज वी हैव बीन डेवलपिंग वी हैव बीन अक्यूमुलेटिंग लॉट ऑफ अदर संस्कार्स रजो एंड तमो संस्कार्स फ्रॉम द्वापर एंड कलयुग सो हार्मोनाइजिंग संस्कार्स मे बी फॉर द आउटसाइडर्स एंड ऑल्सो फॉर बीकेज इज अ चैलेंजिंग थिंग टू वर्क अलोन इज मच मोर इजियर टू वर्क विद द मशीन्स इज मच मोर इजियर दैन वर्किंग with the people but Baba says that we have to harmonize sanskars with others the relationships has to be cordial because we have to rule the kingdom in golden and silver ages so this is a very interesting topic today so we welcome you Didi for this and
Om Shanti Baba has given us Brahmins a very big task, world transformation. Baba says, I alone can't do. I need your help. And we see in the beginning, everybody came from different background. Even amongst Sindhis, there were two communities and everybody had, as we know, it's a variety drama, variety actors and variety sanskars. But right from beginning, their Gyan and Yoga foundation was such strong that there was harmony, unity, and Dadis worked together as a group. Once Swami Sivanand met Dadis in Rishikesh in a Hindu Adi Sanatan Dharma conference. He says, how your Baba worked with so many people together, 400 people, for 14 years? Because he shared his experience, because usually sannyasis give sannyas to males only. But he thought of training women. And so he took group of 20 women for a month. And he said, no, I can't do it. Because there was so much jealousy amongst women. He thought, okay, let me try educated women. And the same thing happened, jealousy. So the thing is, he was surprised to see that nearly 300 women were kept together for 14 years, eating from same bhandara. And not fighting. So they were trained to work together. So Baba had made groups. Some group will be meditating together, some were having gyan chit chat. So their foundation of gyan and yoga in 14 years was so strong that they were able to work together. Because spirituality and spiritual love helped them to work together. Manmohini Didi and Prakashmani Dadi always used to say that we have two bodies but one soul. They used to think together, discuss together and make decisions. At the moment in Shantivan, as you see, there were 17,000 from Gujarat and other cities. But everybody was divided. Everybody was given duty. And everything ran so smoothly. But in the beginning, I think 1983, we started having conference in Om Shanti Bhavan.
Om Shanti Bhavan, yes.
At that time, what Munni Ban used to do or Dadi used to do is give duty to different people. Security duty, accommodation duty, chopping vegetable duties, rolling chapatis. One group, and few days before, that is quiet. Couple of days before, everybody comes and takes over the duty. Function goes so smoothly. So there had been a good record of harmony and unity right from beginning. Just as in orchestra, there are different instruments, but playing in a right way, the music is very appealing. In the same way, Brahmins, though they might have different sanskar, but working together, dividing duty, they have given very good result in Baba's unlimited service. Even now we find people from different countries come together and they work together and have that such a deep spiritual love for each other that they are not different. As this morning Baba was saying, that's a wonder. Everybody has adopted Brahmin culture and everybody has same routine anywhere in the world.
Thank you, Didi. Didi, well, we are mentioning that everyone comes together, whether it's Gujarat or foreigners, they work together in a harmony. So what is the basis, what is the foundation of this harmony in this yajna?
The basis is spiritual love for Baba and Yagya. Mm-hmm. That we want to glorify Baba and we have to serve Baba. Yagya.
Yeah. So love for Baba and love for Yagya brings everyone together, and also mutual love and affection increases because of one love towards one. Didi, we have taken so many births in the cycle and accumulated different types of sanskars, that is sato, rajo, tamo sanskars. So which type of sanskars that really is an obstacle in harmonizing with each other?
Tamo and rajo sanskar will be obstacle in harmonizing, especially tamo sanskar. Mm-hmm. With sato sanskar, there is harmony.
So, rajo onwards, little bit of difference of opinions, and tamo means it's even more like. Okay. Very often, our old nature, our old sanskars, erupt suddenly. So we wouldn't have, like, it would be a casual day, very normal, but something happens and the old sanskar just erupts. So how do we deal with those sanskars before it comes into words and action?
What I would suggest is, before coming into action, we have to sit quietly in meditation and decide whether I should react or not. Because sometimes we react suddenly and that's not good. We have to think before we act or even speak.
Yeah, sometimes, Didi, that space is not there. That space between getting that input and then reacting, it's so quick that sometimes we react, you know. Like, so to reduce that sanskar of reacting, so what purusharth can we do?
Because everybody's aim is to become Bapsama.
Yes.
Perfect, complete. So naturally we are all the time working on ourselves. So as we become Sato Pradhan, naturally we will not be reacting in a negative way. And that's why before we become Sato Pradhan, we have to really sit quietly and think, what should I speak?
Didi, to harmonize sanskars, do we have to agree totally what other person says? So how do we still harmonize yet at the same time not totally agreeing to the opinions and views of others, because everyone's opinions are different?
We don't need to agree with others all the time. We have to think for ourselves. And we have to discuss lovefully, sweetly, and give reasons for what our views are, so that the other person will also think nicely and agree or disagree, but harmonize.
So whatever the ideas and opinions that we have, we can convey it, communicate with love, softly, gently, so then it will be harmonizing. Didi, how did Brahma Baba able to get everyone to harmonize with each other in spite of many staying and living together? which particular speciality of qualities of Brahma Baba we can follow in harmonizing with each other.
Brahma Baba, what he did is, as I mentioned before, made the foundation of Jnana and Yoga very strong. For 14 years, he kept all Brahman together, which helped them to go beyond I and mine. As today Baba was saying, the most obstacle is I and me and mine. So Baba helped them to go beyond I and mine and what Baba thinks. So their time, money, energy was spent for Baba's service and yajna.
Some days ago, I read this beautiful saying that when we stop giving importance to the self, then life would be happy or heavenly. So in a subtle way, somewhere it's always there, I and mine, I should be given importance, or it's my opinion, my idea, I should get this. So that subtle thing, when that is removed, then it's really, we can create that harmony around us. Very often, we heard that inner harmony will lead to external harmony. So what is the inner harmony we need to work on?
Our mind and intellect should work together. Because sometimes mind is overpowering. And we follow our mind. But now we have to see that mind and intellect work together, make one decision. And we follow that. Because if the mind is powerful, then naturally the decision may not be right.
Can we put it in this way, Didi? It is like inner harmony also means like in alignment with Srimad. So that's much more easier to follow blindly. Okay, this is what Baba says. This is what I want have to be doing. So, yeah. Very often, waste thoughts bring disharmony. Disharmony is created because of waste thoughts. So how to control these waste thoughts?
To avoid waste thoughts, Baba says, keep your mind busy in jnani thoughts, either revise Murli or spin the cycle of 84 births. And don't sustain waste thought. Because sometimes, before jnana, we used to keep on sustaining waste thoughts.
Repeating them. So we should not be repeating them. Because waste thoughts are like poison, slow poison, it eats up. In case if you have any questions to ask Didi, you can come in the front row and you will be given a mic to ask. So I'll continue asking questions until then. So Didi, jealousy is also another very deep-rooted sanskar. So what are the methods to deal with jealousy in oneself so that the sanskars is finished permanently?
Reason for jealousy is lack of self-esteem. So develop self-esteem by affirmative thoughts. Sometimes we used to play workshop or game. So 6 or 7 people who know each other sit together, and everybody is given a chit. So everybody writes their own name and is passed. So 6 or 7 people will give opinion or good opinion about the quality of that soul, virtue of that soul. And then there is that feeling, yes, I'm worthy.
Yeah, feeling of worthiness. The moment we detected disharmony in center or service group or gathering, what should we do immediately so that the disharmony does not get worse and spread to others?
When the instrument soul sees there is disharmony, the instrument has to sit with everyone, listen to both parties or all the parties, and make decision. Now, Dadi used to do it, Prakashmani Dadi. Whenever she wanted to make decision, she used to invite all in charge and say, this is the situation, what would you advise? So having that sort of a thing, then nobody will have to complain that it is Dadi's decision.
So talking and can resolve many issues. So communication is very important. Didi, how does tapasya or yog bhattis help in harmonizing sanskars with each other?
Tapasya or yoga bhatti will help us to think clearly and act. So it empowers us to implement our decision.
The clarity is brought. Seeing and speaking about specialities of others is also a way of harmonizing sanskars. But very often, the past of that one comes in the mind. If that person must have misbehaved or something has happened, the past comes in the way of very often. So that makes us difficult to see their specialities. So how we overcome this, not holding the past of someone in our minds?
Nowadays, Baba always says, have your brain powerful. Give full stop to the past. And we have to remind ourselves that we are benefactor souls. We have to help others by our good wishes and pure feelings and uplift them and not look at their past defect. Because if we look at their past defect, we cannot help them. And also, we are not having good opinion of that soul. So we are not helping them.
So having that compassion towards those souls would really help. Didi, can you share some experiences how Dadis, especially Dadi Prakashmani, harmonized the sanskars of Madhuban Nivasis?
Dadi Prakashmani used to sit with group of Madhuban Vasis. and make decision. And she has so much spiritual love, giving time to each and every one. Because she used to, especially in winter, she used to sit in courtyard near Nirvel Bhai's office. So whoever used to be coming and going would be talking to her. And she used to make decision like that. I remember even when I was in Western country, many times I had to make decision. And Dadi Janki would be there, but she would have long queue. And I had to wait for long time. But Dadi would be sitting there, and I used to ask Brahmani whether I can see Dadi, and Dadi would say, come. So it was really quick session, and we were all satisfied with Dadi's decision.
So Dadi was very easy, very approachable.
And approachable.
Yeah.
10:30 hua hai, traffic control.
Thank you.
Didi, now I will be taking the questions, online questions. So do you have any questions to ask, Didi? Didi, since we already know the philosophy of karma and drama, when we personally undergo certain insults and hurtful words from others, we don't react sometimes. It makes us worry. We don't react immediately, but it, like, hurt is there. Like, we keep on, we hold on to it. So what to do to get rid of that hurt also?
What to do to get over the hurt?
Hurt.
Baba says, hear no evil. Listen through one ear, take out through other. Don't allow to go in and pinch your heart.
So becoming immune to all those insults, yeah, not to become sensitive. Can Didi please give examples she has witnessed of how Madhuban has made BKs of all five continents have become one sandalwood tree? As Madhuban has any role in bringing all the five continents together, and what was the role like?
I think it's not Madhuban, it's the Brahman who have adopted the same culture and follow same lifestyle. So that's what this morning Baba was saying. It's a wonder that double foreigners have done to be united and harmonized.
So it's because of one Baba Srimad that everyone is following, the harmony exists. So Didi, wherever we are, the timetable of Brahmins is the same. The Bab Dada Milan is different timing in different countries, which lead to sleepiness during Amrit Vela due to lack of 4 hours of sleep. Please advise what to do. It's because of the difference in timings when Bab the Milan happens. So everyone watch at different times, in time zones. So then if they attend Baba's program, then they won't get enough sleep. So what to do? If you have to follow the same timetable, like, you know, Baba mentioned. So when we attend such, then
it's only one day.
It's only one day. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. So it's not a everyday process. So.
Okay. Once in a fortnight.
Yes. And also in those early days, they used to do overnight bhattis. Dadis would do overnight bhattis once in a week or once in a fortnight. So it's like a bhatti for all of us. So Didi, if we perform any actions unintentionally against Srimad, it's not an intention, unintentionally it happens like against Srimad, is that considered as predestined in the drama?
Is it considered
as predestined?
Predestined.
Predestined in the drama. So, if it's destined in drama, so is there punishment experience?
Of course. There will be punishment whether you do intentionally or unintentionally. Intentionally, if you do, naturally, there is more punishment. Unintentionally, you do, but that means you are not careful.
Yes.
If you are careless, so you have to be punished.
So the percentage differs. Intentionally we do, then more punishment. Unintentionally, punishment is there, but less. Okay.
Gyan is there. If there is no gyan, it's a different thing. But with gyan, if we are doing any vikarma, there is punishment.
So is it better for our spiritual progress to analyze all our past emotional trauma and heal them at this time?
Past trauma?
Is it the right time to analyze all the past traumas and heal it now?
And heal them.
Is it better for our spiritual progress to analyze all our past emotional trauma and heal them at this time?
I would say past is past. Don't start analyzing.
Okay.
Otherwise we are wasting our time.
Okay.
It has happened, finished. We have to learn lesson from past, but not keep on digging. Analyzing means digging. That's wasting our time.
Okay. So in which way can we be loving to the Laukiks and also be detached? My mom doesn't allow me to cook my own food because it is double expense at home, and I am from a poor family. So how can we be loving and detached?
Naturally, if your mom doesn't allow you to cook because of expenses and poverty situation, you eat it in Baba's remembrance. Give a lot of drishti before eating it and maintain love for mom, but remain detached. Because we have to be detached from our body and bodily relations. So we have to be careful not to be attached or not to be dependent.
Okay. Sometimes we keep quiet and think we are tolerating. But in fact, strong emotions are still sitting inside us. They are not transformed, but suppressed. How can we truly tolerate and not just suppress?
We need to tolerate, but not suppress. Because we have to take it easily. Whoever is doing, whatever they are doing, if they are hurting others, they are committing sin. And by our toleration, at least we are not suffering. And we should not, because if we are Gyan Yukta tolerance, there won't be suppression.
So tolerate, can we take it this way? Like we can tolerate only when we forgive them. Otherwise we suppress it. When we don't forgive, then it's a suppression. We are holding on to those strong emotions. So we need to clean that. The cleansing will happen only when we forgive them. There is some chosen harmony sanskars about Brahmins by keeping silent and left yajna. I think the essence of this question is they wanted to harmonize with the Brahmins, and that's the reason they kept quiet. But silently, I think they were not able to cope up with that. So then they left the yajna.
They?
Left yajna.
Left gyan.
Gyan. Left gyan yajna. Left gyan and yajna. So in those cases, what would you advise?
I think leaving jnana or yajna is a big blow to them. They should realize that because of somebody's sanskar, why should I leave jnana? Their sanskar, if they are not good, they will suffer. So, be knowledgeful about karma, that their karma they will have to suffer for.
Okay. So they have to be strong. They have to be powerful. Didi, how many days should we have tapasya for a person who has left body?
It depends on you, because in bhakti we do 13 days some ceremony, and in jnana also you can do that 13 days
maximum, tapasya. Maximum 13 days. What can happen if we fill ourselves with knowledge but not have real yoga? Can I create a conflict inside? We know through knowledge what should we do, but yoga to give us power to be it. So we have knowledge but not enough real yoga. So what would be the conflict inside? Like,
if you know there is not enough yoga, you have to do yoga to empower yourself to implement the knowledge. We need yoga power.
So through knowledge we know that what is right and what is wrong, but to implement it we need power, and that comes from yoga. A center coordinator who lack listening power for small and big matters. I'm tired of answering the same question again and again. So how to harmonize? I think questions should be more clear when they write the questions. A center coordinator who lack listening power. Maybe she or he gets irritated with small things or small questions or things. So how to harmonize?
Don't rely on center coordinator. Try to take power or advice from Baba or somebody who has got power to listen and is sensible enough. You don't need to rely all the time on center coordinator.
Didi, what tips to make? We love doing yoga. How we can become addicted to yoga?
It's a good addiction.
But how to get addicted?
Yoga, as today Brahmins say, Brahmins' breath is yoga. So we have to have every moment used into worthwhile way, either jnana or yoga. Not waste our time or thoughts or energy in Sangam Yoga.
That's it, Didi. So they are wishing Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to everyone. Didi, kindly share your New Year message to all of us.
Message for
New Year.
For New Year, Baba has given us homework. He said, maintain zeal and enthusiasm, sit on the heart throne of Baba. Don't allow your legs to be spoiled into mud. So, Brahman, having this new year, we should have new zeal and enthusiasm. Health, happiness, and peace. That is main thing. We have to see that we are progressing every day. Time is short. We should not forget. So we should be all the time using our breath in a worthwhile way.
Thank you, Didi. So anyone sitting here, you have any questions to ask Didi? Yes, can you come in front?
Baba has said quite a few times now that you have to be ever ready, and that every second in confluence age is really, really important. You get reward for it for upcoming 21 births. We come here, we get fully recharged in Madhuban, but then we have to go back to our Laukik life and do our look after Laukik family as well. My question is, if every second is so powerful, yet if we have to maintain that balance between our Laukik job, service, family, sometimes yoga or soul consciousness, that feeling is not that constant or that powerful for 10, 12 hours when you're working. traffic control is there, obviously, but how to account for that, how to balance with that?
So in essence, Didi, she's asking how to balance laukik and alaukik. So coming here, they get charged, but going back, they have to balance laukik family and alaukik life also. So how to keep that yoga constant and stage powerful constantly?
How to have balance?
And maintain that stage, powerful stage constantly.
In order to have balance of laukik and alaukik, naturally, Amritvela, Murli, evening yoga, karma yoga would be possible for most people. And laukik, you have to see that laukik, being a mother, provide sustenance to the children, means giving them right food, love, and see that children are studying well, and if you are doing job, then share the responsibility with the family. Children should be also given some job, and husband also given some job. Especially in the West, that needs shared responsibility.
So then life becomes much more, then it becomes much more easier.
Yeah. Because in India, it's all right. Wife does everything. Cooking, cleaning, washing.
Not now anymore, Didi. Not now anymore. Like, they have maids and servants at home, so.
But still, in the West, there is no...
Yeah, there's no help.
No
domestic
maids.
Help, yeah.
Unless it is only some countries.
Yeah, their couple, their yugal would help, the husbands would help. Yeah,
they have to help. Children also.
Yeah.
Vacuuming.
Yes.
Watering.
Plants.
Garden.
Yeah. Okay, Didi, thanks. Any other questions you want to have? Okay. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Didi, and thanks to the brothers and sisters who are watching online.
So let us have 2 minutes meditation.
Next Sunday is Christmas, so we won't be having this interview next Sunday. So the next Sunday to that is 1st of January. So see you all on next year. Om Shanti.
They might not be here.
Yeah, they won't. The online people will be there.
Online people.
So these people also can join online, na Didi? Okay. Om Shanti. So we will meditate for 5 minutes and we'll take drishti from Didi. Thank you.
Jesus.